Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Good afternoon to you, Dr. Mutsen. Thank you very much for agreeing to talk to us.
Thank you very much. Otherwise, how are you?
I have a flu, Dr. Mutsen. I need to get well, but hey, the journey continues, the war, the battle, the struggle continues. We never give up. A luta continua. How are you doing, Pastor Doctor?
No, I'm fine. I'm getting a challenge with the network because I'm out of Harare, but I think now I'm hearing you.
Yes, I can hear you as well. Thank you very much. Today, we're starting a new book. We were supposed to start it yesterday when God said, remember. And so we're getting into that. And thank you very much, Doctor. By the way, those of you who don't know, Dr. Phineas Mutsen is our guest for the week. He's going to be talking to us about when God said, remember. Who are you when the noise dies down? The Sabbath whisper is a different identity, we're told, and not shaped by your work, social status, or performance. When you look at yourself in the mirror without all those things, what do you say you are? Who do you say you are? Well, the Sabbath, as we're told, it's a weekly reminder of who you are in Christ. Loved, you are not only loved, you are valued. You are not only valued, you are also chosen. And that's why when you talk about this and learn more about just that, Dr. Mutsen, how does Sabbath reconnect you with your identity in Christ?
Thank you very much. Can we have a short word of prayer?
Of course. Go ahead, Doctor.
Our Father, we are thankful that we have this opportunity once more to talk your word. Thank you that you gave us the Sabbath. And as we delve into discussing this issue, we want to pray that you lead us and help us to understand. And in the final analysis, this can help our relationship getting strength and our relationship with you and others. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you very much. Yes, about the Sabbath, yes. Many people have a conception that the Sabbath is too difficult for them.
Okay, I think we've lost that line with Dr. Mutsen again. We are not giving up. He did say that he is struggling with network. And so let's see. Dr. Mutsen, can you hear me?
Hello.
Hi, Dr. Mutsen, can you hear me?
Yes. Get the headphone. So it was disturbing.
I
was just starting by saying that many people think that the Sabbath is a burden, and so it's impossible to keep it. Unfortunately enough, it's the education that is spreading throughout the world that the Sabbath is not a significant day.
Right.
But when God said, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy, he is actually taking us back to the creation week. The Sabbath reminds us and tells us about our origins, the origin of people, the origin of everything that we know, all creation that has been put in place by God. So the Sabbath is a memorial of creation. And once we fail to understand our importance to God by creation, then it becomes very difficult. It actually leads us into idolatry. We start honoring creatures instead of honoring the God who created. So the Sabbath is an identifying mark of God's people. Once we throw away the Sabbath, we suffer from what can be called an identity crisis. We don't know who we are. We don't know our purpose.
Right.
And we live a life that is purposeless because we have missed the mark and the purpose why God has created us, why God has created us.
Right.
And the Sabbath emphasizes our relationship with God. Once we miss that relationship, God, the Creator, created relationship, which means God is the creator, we are the creatures, we should honor him because of that being created. And the Sabbath is a continuous, a weekly reminder of that. Then we lose our identity and misfire throughout life.
Interesting phrasing. We misfire. Interesting phrasing there, Dr. Moses. So talk to us. Apparently, as we go through life, there are so many things that confuse us and conflict with our faith. Voices that keep on coming in as we're trying to listen to the voice of God. And sometimes we're unaware. Talk to us about that. What voices compete with God's voice through your week?
Yeah, generally people are looking for money, people are looking for honor and glory.
Right.
So people fight and compete, and they are looking for food, they are looking for beauty, you know, because sin came in, man has lost their image. And so people realize that they are not as beautiful, as handsome,
right,
as honorable as they should be. And so they spend time looking for those things,
okay,
instead of going back to God who Ooh. Gives them everything,
okay,
and identifying themselves with God who is ready to restore.
Right.
So those are the major voices. We look for material things, we look for pleasure, we look for all those things that are done outside God's biblical principles.
Okay, all right. So why is it hard to slow down and just be in God's presence? What's the problem?
Yes, the problem, as I have said, once we miss the aspect, once we throw away the Sabbath, there's nothing that reconnects us with God. A weekly connector with God to remind us that God created us, he sustains us, he is our redeemer. We need to continuously follow and check what his direction is. Then we follow all other things. We seek guidance from everyone, everywhere, and we misfire. We end up just getting, sometimes destroying ourselves.
Right,
look at the wars that are taking place. People are destroying each other, destroying things, properties, buildings, whatever they've constructed, expending money. They spend also more money destroying what they've constructed.
Right. So many people hold the view that the Sabbath helps us to oppose and counter all these things that are happening in the world in which we live. And so perhaps you need to explain how that happens. How does the Sabbath counter the identity crisis in modern culture?
Yes, once we it looks very simple and like too simplistic, but it is the correct thing. Because once you miss the Sabbath, you become an idolater. Idolatry means there are other things that you are valuing more than God.
Okay.
You are listening to other commands that are coming from other sources that are not coming from God. And generally, those commands come from the devil through other people, through ourselves.
Right.
We tell us what we think is right. And so we have meaning. Once we remember to keep holy the Sabbath, it will always seek to reconnect and strengthen our relationship with God and take the Bible as God's word that is among us, that leads us and directs us, and the Holy Spirit shows us the way. We, our relatives, our neighbors, our children, then peace comes amongst us.
Right. Final question there, Dr. Motsi. Piece of advice would you give to families who want to retain their spiritual identity through the Sabbath? How can families reinforce spiritual or their family's spiritual identity through Sabbath traditions? Any advice?
Yes, it is a parental duty or guardian's duty. There are young people who are led by young people who are actually led by guardians whose parents maybe died and they are orphans and so forth. So the information or the advice that I can share with many people, parents, is that they go back to the Sabbath and practice it and educate their children to do so, and the communities become more directed by the biblical principles.
Okay. All right. We'll leave it right there on that note. Dr. Mutsi, thank you very much for agreeing to talk to us and your time. We're going to do this once again tomorrow, same time. Have a wonderful day further.
Thank you. Just a short closing prayer.
Yes, sir.
Our Father, thank you for guiding us. We want to continue to pray to you and ask you to continue to guide us. Give us this information that we can value the Sabbath, which you put as a memorial to teach us that you are God, you care for us, and you are our Redeemer. Help the parents, help the guardians, help the church leaders and civic leaders also, just to remember to keep holy the Sabbath, and you will guide us throughout, and we will have peace in our lives. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you very much, Dr. Mutsi. Till tomorrow.
Thank you.
You are tuned into Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.